This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Sorry I didn't get with you last week. We'll do a couple this week leading up to Super Sunday. This week, I will talk about the upcoming Hall of Fame class. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. I went through the car buying experience late in 2021 directly with Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, who has his own podcast right here on our distributor, JoeBucksFan.com. Sean would love to sell you either a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a make and model, not necessarily Ford, that he has in inventory on the Bill Curry Ford lot. How do you get in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford? Well, you contact Grace Thomas. Grace is a friend of mine, and you ask Grace Thomas to make an appointment with Sean Sullivan. Say you're a listener of mine, and you want to go through the same car buying experience that I went through. End of 2021 with Sean, as I've been very happy with my Ford Escape. I was just over to the service department a week or so ago. Saw Mark Wilty, saw Kaylee, saw Tracy, friendly people at Bill Curry Ford. First family of Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Also, I want to thank Brandon Legal Group. As soon as I get done recording this podcast on this Monday morning, I have to reach out to Jeremy, the marketing manager at Brandon Legal Group, as Jeremy is going to help me at Todd Wright Tour XL Good versus Evil, our sixth annual Good versus Evil format golf tournament at Heritage Isles. Sold out for Super Bowl weekend. Brandon Legal Group has a simple message for me to convey to you, as I am a non-attorney spokesperson. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. That's pretty simple. That legal assistance could be family law. It could be child support adjustment. It could be post-judgment. It could be divorce. To clarify whether or not full service covers what you need when you need it, a free consultation will easily answer your questions. 844-4BLG for me, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Some of you see my weekly appearances on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay. There is a nightly 30-minute sports program called Spectrum Sports 360, hosted by good people like Mike Cairns, Olivia Stacey, Ken Morales, Chris Torello used to host the show. I miss working with Chris, as Chris is doing some wonderful things now with Habitat for Humanity. And one of the things that we're going to discuss that we taped for later this week, not sure when you'll hear this podcast, is the upcoming Hall of Fame announcement for the 2023 class. So let me start by saying there are some people I know that are very invested in this as it relates to Rondé Barber. And I'm sensitive to that, what it means to them, what it means to because of their role in all this, and all the work that they've ultimately put into this. I am respectful and sensitive to that. They would also say, I have a right to my opinion as well, which I was asked to express on Spectrum Bay News 9 for a segment this week. First of all, I just want to talk about Hall of Fames and how I've always felt they should be the best of the best. And I don't feel they're that way anymore. I haven't felt that way for about 20 plus years. And this is something I'm going to share in the TV segment. Remember when some of you are old enough, if you're actually under the age of 22, 23, thank you for listening to me, but you weren't around when we went from the 20th century to the 21st century. So The New Year's resolution was an even bigger deal around that time because it wasn't a normal flip of the odometer. We were flipping centuries. And it was even bigger to me because I kept correcting people, lazily making the mistake that thought when we went from 99 to 2000, that was the change of the century. It wasn't. It was going from 2000 to 2001. I digress. My New Year's resolution, and remember, this is when I was doing All Night with Todd Wright, all across North America, had a huge audience. I love the gig. I talked to a lot of great people. I worked with a ton of great people, traveling all over the country, working out of Walt Disney World at the ESPN Club on Disney's Boardwalk. My New Year's resolution for the new century was, I'm going to be the guy that, other than obvious exceptions, I'm going to argue against them going into Hall of Fames. Every sport. There are obvious exceptions. So whenever we get to the point that LeBron James is up for induction in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, I'm not arguing against LeBron James. As one example, taking it totally out of football. Of course, I'm not arguing against Tom Brady when we get to that point, going into the Hall of Fame. But everyone else, I'm arguing against. Why? Because there wasn't anybody like that. It kind of grew cliche to me that Hall of Fame arguments weren't arguments. You were either arguing that the person was in or that someone else was in. There didn't seem to be someone saying, no, good player. No, not Hall of Fame. I said, I want to be that guy, just as a contrarian voice, because there are going to be occasions, not only is there an argument to be made, but sometimes it's a very strong argument. And we had started to get to that point where instead of the Hall of Fames being for the best of the best, there were other things going on, and maybe a numbers game or other things to turn them into events, create more interest. And we're kind of at that point. This was brought up recently with baseball, and I don't watch as much baseball as I used to, but I watched Scott Rolen play. I watched Scott Rolen be unable to pull in a ground ball at third base with the Reds up 2-0 against the Giants about 10 years ago, and they lost that first-round playoff series in five. It's not that alone that I hold against Scott Rolen, but when I heard Scott Rolen was a Hall of Famer, I thought, no, not to me. And great baseball people like Mark Topkin even said, has the Hall of Fame become for the very good rather than the best of the best? Same can apply to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So let's talk about Rondé Barber. The things Rondé Barber have going for him are lengthy and cannot be ignored. It's part of why some people that I've acknowledged, and some of you know who they are, when they argue on behalf of Rondé Barber going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they have a lot to work with. Rondé has a Super Bowl ring. Rondé was part of a widely recognized great defense in earning that Super Bowl ring. He not only made the Pro Bowl five times, but you go a step beyond that and you get to All-Pro. And he was All-Pro at the cornerback position three times, 2001, 2004, 2005. He did, and I think this is important, because corners are often measured by your turnovers. He did lead the NFL in interceptions in one of those Pro Bowl years, 2001. Yes, he's one of two members of the 40-20 club. 40-plus interceptions, 20-plus quarterback sacks. I'm aware of, also, watched it live, the game-ending play that put the Bucks over the hump and into the Super Bowl for the first time, the pick six against the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a signature moment, which doesn't hurt you when it comes to your Hall of Fame credentials. And beyond all that, the fact that he has the most consecutive starts by a defensive back, he didn't miss games. 215, 224, including playoffs. 16-year career. There's a lot here. And on or off the field, there's nothing that stands out that he did wrong or negatively. Now, part of the issue for people who don't think, who wouldn't understand if last year when Rondé didn't get into the Hall of Fame, there's a significant percentage of people that watch the Buccaneers that don't watch the NFL. They don't. And that puts them at a disadvantage. Yes, you know everything about Rondé, but what do you know about the rest of the league? What do you know about other players in the league? How can you compare if you have nothing to compare to? So I'm going to give you just one opinion, and this was written a while back, but it's not like credentials have changed on these guys who've been out of the game minimum of 5 years. Adam Rank is an interesting cat, to borrow a phrase from my pal Drew Garabo on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. Adam Rank is on NFL Network, and I like some of what he does. Not so big on some of what else he does, but he stands out. And whether that's a TV persona or whatever, it's working for him. But Adam Rank on NFL.com wrote back on November 22nd of 2022, he wrote about all 28 semifinalists at the time. And the article even begins, "I love the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really don't love having to rank the 28 semifinalists for class of 2023. He also said, in all caps, bold letters, "This is my personal ranking. It's not a predictions piece." Of those 28, he had Rondé at 23. Now, immediately, I've lost some of you, but you need to hear this out. This is why my new year, new century resolution was, there has to be someone to argue against people getting into Hall of Famer. It's not an argument. So Adam Rank wrote about Rondé Barber. "I love Rondé, I really do. But look at the cornerbacks of his era. Deion Sanders, Rod Woodson, Darryl Green, Aeneas Williams, Charles Woodson, and Champ Bailey. That's going to be a tough room to crack. And it's why making these lists is so difficult at times." Now, if you're a Buck fan and you don't watch the NFL and you hear some of those names, you're like, "Oh, Rondé was better than them." That shows you didn't watch football. If you're just dismissing that, that shows your tunnel vision, your lack of knowledge, because you don't watch the NFL. You don't care enough about what's going on in the NFL, and that puts you at a disadvantage. Roughly, around 20 cornerbacks are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Darrell Revis could go in this year. And yes, he did spend some time with the Bucks before Lovie Smith said, "Well, he can't play for me." Well, that's why you're loser Lovie Smith, when a Hall of Famer can't play for you. God. But still, in a round number, if you're saying Rondé is Hall of Fame material, you're basically saying he's one of the top 20 at his position in the 100-year history of the National Football League. That's saying a lot. I'm with Adam Rank. I don't think he is. And I'm going to add one more thing to this argument. The highest honor any individual can receive in the National Football League is to be voted, elected, awarded a league MVP. Would we all agree with that? Yeah, you want to win the Super Bowl, but I'm not dismissing that. That takes a team as well. Right? There are a lot of Hall of Famers who don't have the Super Bowl ring. But from an individual standpoint, prior to getting to Hall of Fame, during your career, MVP, would we all acknowledge it's tough as a defensive player to win league MVP? Same with defensive player winning Heisman in college football. So the most realistic award for a defensive player to be voted as the best on defense is the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And for Rondé's entire 16-year career, there have been 50 votes for that award annually. And it's a first-place vote. That's it. Warren Sapp is in the Hall of Fame. Warren Sapp won that award. Ironically, I think it was 99. Warren Sapp was voted NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And he's in the Hall of Fame. Derek Brooks from that same defense was voted the winner of that award. I think it was 2003. NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Brooks is in the Hall of Fame. No, Rondé didn't win it. But here's the final part of my argument. In the 16 years Rondé played, there were a total of 800 votes cast for NFL Player of the Year. 800 people voted. Well, okay, there were 800 votes, right? 16 years times 50 votes. Of those 800 votes, Rondé Barber received one vote for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Not a winning vote. He didn't win it. One vote of the 50, 1 year. Zero for 50 the other 15 years. That's a big hole in his resume. That is an award for the best of the best on the defensive side of the ball. Rondé not only doesn't have it, of a potential 800 votes for that award over his entire career, he got one vote. I think it was 2007. In a year, defensive back won the award with 30 or 31 of those votes, Bob Sanders. So there is my argument on why Rondé Barber is not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. We will talk to you again later this